Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, you bring in Obamacare that raises the payroll tax on the poorest people, makes companies have to lay people off or cut from 40 to 20 hours, and then you raise the minimum wage because you've devalued the dollar, but then that just makes everybody have to lay folks off. It is such a genius plan. Then you go on welfare. And then they keep cutting the welfare, but the amount you get. So then you can't even live on that. And then you go, well, give me higher taxes on people that do have money, even though that can never actually pay for things if you do the math. David Knight, you were trying to make a point when the break came.
Yeah, and it's beyond that even. Now they're talking about $27 billion in new gas taxes that they're going to, that's going to hit the working poor very hard. And then, of course,
and tracker switches in the cars. Yeah. We told you that was coming. Yeah.
That's right. They'll add that in addition. So you'll still have your gas taxes there, but then they're going to add an additional transportation tax to everybody. And then you've got the secret economic nuclear bomb that he's going to hit the working poor with, and that's a Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's his goal, to do that by the end of the year. It's on a fast track. So he's doing these things to the people who are suffering, and these people who are out there striking as fast food workers and other people who need more of a minimum, need more wages. They are in a very difficult situation, but they don't understand what's going on. And that's why when Pastor Manning was talking about having their eyes open, that's what's really important, that they understand and see what's going on behind this. That
sure,
they're not going to be any better off if somebody just gives them more pieces of paper.
Well, sure. Let's say you pay an employee $15 an hour. You're really, last time I did the math, paying them like $21 an hour with all the FICA and fees and unemployment insurance and everything else. So if you're paying somebody $20 an hour, it's more like $29 an hour.
That's right.
So if somebody's getting like $10 an hour, it's like $12 or $13. People just don't know. And then what you do is you just lay people off. I mean, it is just, it is unbelievable. It's all scientifically done. It's so frustrating.
A lot of stuff
we never,
hidden.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of stuff that's hidden, just like you're talking about, the hidden cost.
Go ahead, David.
When you see the FICA, the Social Security withdrawals on your paycheck, you only see half of it. The employer is paying the other half directly to the government. They don't want you to see the full cost of your FICA. Of course, the employer sees it. Self-employed people see it. But in the same way, they want to pretend and make a big show out of saying, we're going to help you by giving you more dollars, when your purchasing power is not going to go up. People are going to still have to cover their expenses. Obama's never run anything. He's just put out mandates. And he can't even produce a website. Even with $600 million, he can't put out a website. So he's never had any experience having to run something, having to pay, meet a payroll. Anybody that's had a business, you know this as well, Alex. You know, many times you'll have to go where the business owner who's invested his money, invested his time, will have to not take a pay. We'll have to go without pay sometimes just to make ends meet until he can make an adjustment.
Exactly. I mean, for about a year, I made the decision, losing money, to spend emergency capital that we put in a business account. And then I launched some stuff to be able to get plenty of capital in to continue to expand and people support us. But I love folks out there. You know, the enemy's thing is that anybody in a free market, you know, how dare you sell things to have, you know, your own free and independent media? It's better to just get government bailout money like MSNBC or taxpayer money like NPR. It's almost $500 million a year. Last time I checked, it's so screwed up. The idea that we're not supposed to actually pay for things ourselves and run our own operations. People have no idea what it's like to be a quote business owner. I mean, we're a mission of liberty, but I have to run a business to pay for things. And people don't know what it's like to have the bureaucrats come into your office. They don't know what it's like to be harassed. They don't know what it's like to be audited. They don't know what it's like to be screwed with constantly. And we don't whine about it on air, because to me, it's like a game. I mean, the more people attack me, the more energy I get. It could be 7 o'clock at night and somebody attacks me, makes stuff up. I just suddenly have all this new energy, and God's given me that gift. But we're not going to give up. It's important to support InfoWars.com. It's important to get the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com, different lines on all those sites. And I didn't get to all the news. We didn't get to the Japan news. They're talking about fascism in their parliament. In their government area. And the nightly news is 7 o'clock tonight, and I'll be back 4 to 6 this Sunday. Thanks for the great job, David Knight. Thanks to the crew, and thanks to all you, the listeners. God bless you all. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Alex is joining us on the road, and we're going to be joined later in the program with a couple of interviews. We've got a businessman out of Atlanta who was arrested on his own property. He had his gun confiscated, even though he had a concealed carry permit. He had his car towed, and he still has not been reimbursed for his car towing, and he's not gotten his gun bag, and it's been over a year. We're going to have him on talking about his case with his lawyer. We also have Pastor James David Manning out of New York, and he's going to be talking about Obama as dictator, because we're seeing more and more often in Washington that people are accusing him of that. We even see people using the quote-unquote I word, impeachment. Well, it's long overdue, and we're going to be talking about exactly what he's doing and calls from the left for him to do even more executive orders, even more dictatorship. But right now we've got Alex on the line. Alex?
That's right. I'm going to be hosting the entire 3 hours here with David Knight, giving us breaking news and analysis today. Again, I'm here in East Texas for a funeral for my cousin who died, but I will be back Sunday in studio, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday broadcast as well. And, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News hosted by the great crew there, 7 o'clock Central. Now, we're going to cover a lot of news and information today. We're going to break down the entire waterfront on the economy, on very important police state developments, on huge developments where, as David Knight just pointed out, the authoritarians that camouflage themselves as the left are all over the news. And we have articles on this right now at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's now being picked up even by the Washington Post, and others have been saying, is Obama a dictator? Howard Dean came out and said, well, he is acting like a dictator, but maybe that's what we need. So again, create the crisis, offer the solution, which is more power, then things get worse, then offer the solution, more power, and then things get worse, offer the solution, more power. This is a classic communist tactic of problem, reaction, solution, of Cloward and Piven is one of the more modern examples from the 60s of official university studies and reports on how to bankrupt the country, how to get us onto welfare, make us dependent, and finally totally bankrupt the system to cover the re-education of the nation. Use that crisis to bring in total control, social unrest, and then out of the ensuing crises, only a centralized collective like government backed with corporations, and then using sports as propaganda to overlay their takeover message in sports messages. They found that's a way to unify people. So first they break things down, then they unify people through propaganda in sitcoms, dramas, movies, TV shows, education, sports mainly. That's their main tool. Nelson Mandela bragged that was their main tool, using sports as propaganda. And then finally rebuild the new society. And we're going to be going over all of that here today on this live Friday edition as we broadcast worldwide. We've also got huge new domestic police state news on the front of the TSA. Now, I'm going to break down from now until the bottom of the hour in some detail. Again, I'm on the road, but I was there at the office. I could have all these printed out and all the areas highlighted I wanted to cover. But I'll give kind of a gestalt of who Nelson Mandela really was and what he did in South Africa coming up in just a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, Jakari Jackson is doing a report on this on Nightly News tonight. He was the one that discovered this vicious new article in Esquire with an Army military officer saying, quote, yes, we will pry the guns from your cold, dead hands. And so David Knight and I will read over some of these quotes and cover that at the bottom of the hour. I have Don Salazar right now and Kurt Nemo posting the article on InfoWars.com so you can comment on it. Just a snippet of the first part of the article and some of the quotes, then we will write a whole response article under that snippet. That's how I want that done, to respond to this. But the Pentagon's main mission now, not just internationally, but domestically, is to respond to indigenous groups that don't want to be taken over by the globalists, by the corporate New World Order. Our military is becoming a backup arm. It has been for a long time, but a pure backup arm of authoritarian takeover. And you've got West Point, you've got the Army War College, all of them training to, quote, fight the Tea Party gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, anybody that isn't basically a communist or an elitist above that. Because, again, it's always big banks and power that funds communism and socialism and domestication at a low level. Because if you're pigs or cows, in a barn being fed, collectivized, you are pretty much given an equal amount. And then, of course, you've got the people that live in the farmhouse, 50 yards away, though. That's the establishment. So you're going to live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment and work in a slave factory for the greater good of everyone in the collective. They're going to take your money, and they're going to live offshore in 500-room palaces with 25 jets apiece, ocean liners, 747s and pleasure palaces, and Luxembourg and Switzerland. And, they're going to have 20, 30 mistresses. The Saudi princes are going to have, whole harems of hundreds of women. It's the same deal. And, of course, they're all the ones promoting that we be socialized and that middle class not be able to have guns or family raise their children or own property, because this is what modern slavery is. And so we're going to be breaking that down coming up at the bottom of the hour with David Knight. But David, give folks just a brief minute or two on the headline, who this guy is, and some of his quotes, a foreshadowing of what's coming up, because this is the mainlining of the culture where the American people are the enemy and will be disarmed by the military now under globalist control.
Well, this guy, Alex, was a lieutenant colonel, and he taught history at West Point. And that's a very important position because he's not just teaching them how to clean their rifle. He's shaping their worldview. And this is how he starts out the article. He says, "My job at the end of the day is about killing. I orchestrate violence. But my profession is about directed violence on behalf of the nation." But by that, what he really means is the government. That's what he sees as the nation. And he goes on to, He goes on to say he's got a program here about how he's going to limit guns to just smoothbore rifle muzzle loading black powder muskets. But here's what he says in point number two. "We will pry your gun from your cold, dead fingers because I am willing to wait until you die, hopefully, of natural causes. Guns except for the three approved categories cannot be inherited. When you die, your weapons will be turned to the local police department, which will then destroy them." Then he says police departments would no longer be allowed to sell or auction weapons. Then he says he would submit a new tax on ammunition in the first 2 years, 400% of the current retail price. Thereafter, it would increase by 20% a year.
We're going to cover that at about 35 or 40 after. We're going to break that down in detail. That's just a foretaste.
Yeah.
We're going to give you his name, everything. The article is going up on Infowars.com right now. But I just want to stop and explain something to everybody. West Point is training the entire officer corps, the elite officer corps for the U.S. Army. So, and he's not the only one. This is pretty much, you don't get a job there now unless you do this. And this is why there's a culling of the general staff of the military as well. And remember, a secondary West Point for officers in ROTC, I'd say it's in the top 10 of lower-level officer schools, would be something like College Station and Texas A&M. And at Texas A&M, they now have professors teaching in the military history. There's no right to guns. We will take your guns. The Constitution's bad. We're going to get rid of free speech, too. So this is open enemy operations, open saboteurs, open infiltrators of the foreign megabanks that have captured America. That isn't rhetoric. That's what's happened. Literally teaching sedition and treason. And you have free speech in this country to say anything you want, as long as it doesn't call for violence against someone, unless you're in government or in a critical infrastructure area teaching the overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That is illegal. 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 I mean, if I was preaching the overthrow of the office of the presidency and putting something new in, that would be illegal if the president was executing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So this is sedition from within the system, but it's not really sedition because these are globalist operators and they're foreign officers. And by the way, they have the, what's his name, Thomas Barnett, one of the Army War College top professors. You can see a C-SPAN interviews, because C-SPAN has them all archived back 25 years now, online for free. You can just search it. We're going to do a flashback on Thomas Barnett giving lectures on C-SPAN, but to the generals. C-SPAN come and shows him talking to the generals, and he goes, "Listen, you serve the New World Order. You serve foreign corporations and banks, and you serve the centralized system now, and America doesn't exist. You serve Wall Street. Everyone is a piece of stock, a human resource, and that's the way it is." And they just beat them with this until they give into it or say they're for it, and they get promoted. We have to remember with Barnett and others, there's a whole bunch of these guys. We have to remember with Barnett and all the rest of them that the key to all of this is that, again, they're openly operating for a foreign power. And it's just like in the film Network, where the executive calls in the anchor and says, "You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone." And that's basically what this is they are bringing us into a corporate system where we have no rights except with our piece of stock. But even that has no rights. So it's a modern high-tech form of slavery. Now, David and listeners, when we come back, I'm going to get into Nelson Mandela and break down who he really was and a little bit in the next segment as I've gotten behind as usual. Then we're going to look at this particular lieutenant colonel who's not the only one. You have to understand, this is the new officer class. This is it. I mean, this is happening. And they're culling the military of anyone who's pro-America, pro-liberty. We'll be right back. Stay with us. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline.
They're getting prepared. Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, but Alex is hosting the show live on the road, and he's going to be giving us his breakdown of Nelson Mandela, because Nelson Mandela, as you know, passed away yesterday, and all of the news is all about Nelson Mandela, and what we've seen is one hagiography after the other, as if he didn't have anything wrong with him. And of course, as Alex pointed out earlier, there is nobody like that. Everybody has good and bad in their life. So he's going to give us his breakdown of Nelson Mandela. Alex?
Thank you, David. Again, yesterday the crew just went and did a search of anything I'd ever said about Nelson Mandela and put it out. And what I said about Nelson Mandela and his wife was totally true. But I want to break it down within a larger context so people understand my real view of Nelson Mandela. And I'm by no means an expert on Nelson Mandela, but compared to the general public, I know literally a thousand times more because I've actually tried to study it. And for anyone informed, that's why watching the news is like watching or tuning into the mind of someone on PCP. I mean, it does not resemble anything based in reality. And I have found African history, as well as many other histories, very, very interesting. So I've read a lot of history books from different perspectives on Africa. But let's just put it to you this way. The whole world's been barbarous and totally insane and murderous and unbelievably out of control. Africa has been as bloody or bloodier than any other place in history. And South Africa itself has been the epicenter of just unbelievable hell on earth for thousands of years. You had huge, different, diverse African tribes always battling for that area because it was very, very fertile and had a lot of resources. And Mandela was to be the king of one of the most powerful tribes in southern Africa, the Xhosa, if I'm pronouncing that right, X-H-O-S-A. And Winnie Mandela, his wife, and I'm just giving folks a quick snap gestalt on this, was a literal demon who would run around murdering African groups. Just to explain, folks, our media gives us this one-dimensional image that it's white people and black people killing each other in Africa. No, look at the Boer War that Winston Churchill was in when England invaded South Africa to attack the Afrikaners, the Dutch, and there was also French settlements. There was a whole bunch of settlements, folks. Everyone was killing everybody, okay, 24-7, and you'd have different white groups that allied with different black tribes, just like the French and Indian Wars, where you'd have the French with one group of Indians, natives, you'd have the British with another, you'd have the Spanish backed by another. This is the way the world was, and Hollywood and the media just totally dumb it down. And I'm not defending any group. I'm not an Afrikaner, never been to Africa, never been to South Africa. I'm not a French Afrikaner. I'm not a British, South African. None of this. I don't have a dog in the fight. I know there's South Africans that listen, and, you know, they know a lot more about it. In fact, perhaps we should open the phones up. That's a pretty good idea at the start of the next hour before our guest comes on to have. We're going to do that from South Africa or Zimbabwe or from people that are formerly from South Africa, folks that left South Africa, whether they be black or white. If you were white, you pretty much had to leave because of the racial attacks. And you have it in other areas of Central Africa and other areas where the white farmers have all been run out and the society totally collapses. And you're seeing a lot of examples of that. So it's an incredibly complex, just incredibly complex issue. But you have to first understand that Nelson Mandela was born in the beginning of the last century, back in 1918 at the end of the World War One, and he was set to basically become the king of a large area of South Africa. And when that failed and their imperial empire basically collapsed, he began working with the communists and then later with the Soviet Union through the 40s, 50s, and 60s to try to overthrow all of the countries in southern Africa and install a Marxist-Leninist dictatorship. So you're replacing one tyranny with one. I got to say, there's pretty much nothing worse than a Marxist-Leninist or Stalinist state. Look at North Korea as a Stalinist state. I mean, there's nothing worse. Nothing worse. Okay, so my whole issue is they made it all this big cause celeb, And what you had is you had basically a bunch of rich Dutch people and French and British and others who were always fighting with each other. And the British elites basically came in, hyped up Hollywood, made a deal with the De Beers and the Oppenheimers, the owners of the diamond system, to come in and kick out some of the rich white people that were there and take it over. And then make things, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, five times worse for them. So they just traded one slavery for another, and that's what Nelson Mandela did. And we're going to explain it all. He didn't go with the commies. He went with James Baker and the Bushes. And that's the story of South Africa. We'll be right back to tell you all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
In understanding Nelson Mandela, you understand a key area of history, a nexus point that is South Africa, that has decided the destiny of the great continent of Africa and hence the Middle East and the rest of the world into Central Asia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe. All of this is interconnected. And it's so frustrating to be doing research again to just double-check my memory on South Africa and all the books and films and documentaries I've watched on the subject, to be looking at photos of British concentration camps. And if you go to Wikipedia, just type in Boer War, or Encyclopedia Britannica, type in Boer War or Boer War, B-O-E-R, wars. So there's actually a bunch of them. Two big ones, about 10 small ones. The British did what they'd done all over the world. They put tens of thousands of whites, just pointing out there's nothing to do with Africans at that time, folks actually from Africa, put them in concentration camps to starve them to death. And if the crew can do that, if you just type in Boer War and then go to Wikipedia and then scroll down to the photos at the bottom, you can see children being starved to death. Looks just like Nazi Germany with the Jews. Now, why do I intersperse this? Because you have to understand that Nelson Mandela's father, the king of one of the major tribes, actually sided with the British in this and then later flipped sides. It's very complex. So the point is that Nelson Mandela couldn't be king of South Africa. I mean, no one ever says he was royalty. The history they give, and you know how much I hate royalty, folks. I mean, it's nothing to do with him being black. I just really am disgusted by royalty. Now, he actually did some stuff on his own and had a lot of courage and was very smart. So I admire him from the perspective of being a very powerful individual. In fact, admire is not even the proper word. I respect him. I respect Adolf Hitler, even though I don't like Adolf Hitler. I respect Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. Now, I don't want to say that Mandela was a Hitler or a Mao. He doesn't come to that level. He's a more complex figure than that. I've really tried to figure out over the years, as I've done many people, who Nelson Mandela really was. But the point is, his wife is a would-be Hitler. That's why he probably divorced her. Winnie Mandela, who would personally torture people to death herself, mainly black folks, because it's mainly black folks down there. So everybody's fighting over resources. And so you've got the tribes constantly killing each other. And if you go back to the Boer War and you look at it, because that's where this all starts, fought from 1880 to 1902. So over 22 years, these different wars. The Boer Wars, literally freedom wars, were two wars fought by the British Empire against the Afrikaners of two independent Boer republics, the Orange Free State, and then it goes into the other republics. So that's all it was a big fight over stuff. And that's why elites always want to disarm people. Whether the Afrikaners were good guys or not, whether the British Empire was the good guys, nobody was probably the good guys. The point here is it's all from your perspective, but that's why the British Empire wants their subjects disarmed, because then they don't have to fight you when they enslave you. And we can put on screen the tens of thousands of people in concentration camps. That's where Hitler got it. It was from the British, who first used it in the Revolutionary War here in the United States when they were colonies. That was invented in America for use against whites. Then it was deployed against Indians, the reservation system after it. The British government, the British New World Order, invented this. Let's just get this straight. Now, the British government comes along in the 70s and hires, I'm oversimplifying this, Hollywood, to basically put movies out showing white people torturing and killing black people all day so that they could come into South Africa politically, unseat it, get Nelson Mandela out of prison, set him up to be the leader, 27 years in terrible conditions. He definitely turned. And then he basically sold out South Africa, and it's conservatively, depending on the numbers you see, five times worse than it was. Mass killing everywhere. Blacks murdering blacks in mass. And the media just totally covers it up. They've run off almost all the whites. The whites that live there live in these high security compounds with other rich blacks in places like Johannesburg. Has one of the highest crime rates in the world because they've taken the citizens' guns. And it's total political correctness and basically a Soviet model of race war in slow motion of what they want to do in Europe and the United States. So the South African model by the Oppenheimers and by De Beers, their front company. I mean, it's the same thing. Cecil Rhodes and De Beers wanted to take over South Africa in 1880, so they came in when the diamonds got discovered and gold and all this. That's all this is. And someone who knows history, it's so frustrating to sit here and to watch this and to sit here and see this unfold and to know what's really going on and to know what Nelson Mandela did and how he used sports, quote, to get everybody to be racially friends. That's not what really happened. And it's just all a lie. And they just go, oh, my gosh, he's like Jesus. He's the greatest man who ever lived. And it's just like a total fraud. He's an African royal. And the globalists only deal with other royals. And they basically, he lost trying to team up with the Soviets. So they put him in jail for 27 years. And then he came over to their side. And all they did was kick out any middle class that was in South Africa and anybody that knew how the infrastructure was operated because they'd owned it and run it. And then the communists just came in and wrecked it, and now the diamond workers and everybody are even in worse shape, and they call it a civil rights movement to not let any African country mine their own diamonds and sell them so they get money. They call those blood diamonds, and it's the opposite. They actually keep everybody enslaved to keep the price of diamonds up by artificial scarcity, and the average person doesn't know that. Have to watch all Bono and all these Hollywood people about, oh, don't buy diamonds unless they're certified by De Beers, which makes sure it's basically slave labor. It's like everything you're told is the opposite of what's really going on. And David, we'll have to get into the gun thing. This lieutenant colonel at West Point saying, we're going to take your guns. We're going to ban your guns. We're going to take them from your cold, dead hand. That quote's now up on Infowars.com, that article, because we've only got a few minutes before this other report to get into this. But I hired you because you're a smart engineer and you've studied history as well. It's addicting once you learn about it. You always want to learn more, but it's very painful to then run into people that just go, oh, you're just racist. You don't like Nelson Mandela. It's like this mindless feel-good thing like that Miss Teen USA that said, you know, what do we do to help American test scores? And she goes, such as South Africa, helping I mean, it's literally, you don't know how to tie your shoelaces, but you know how to go, Mandela, Mandela, Mandela. And it's totally frustrating that they have no idea that they basically traded one set of masters who were actually reforming. They always use reform. Like Assad started reforming in Syria. They use that to bring in al-Qaeda to overthrow him. Same thing with Gaddafi. And people say, well, why are you defending Gaddafi? Because he was much better than what they've done now, al-Qaeda. Just like I'm not defending the white Afrikaners that had a racist system. I just knew that they actually were building things up and actually helping people compared to communists. I mean, that's what I'm saying is I don't want apartheid, but I don't want to live under Joseph Stalin either. I knew it was a globalist commie banker takeover, so that's why I simply pointed out, hey, this is what's happening. And if the Africans knew that, and if the American people knew that, and if the cause celebs knew that, we could have actually reformed things, had real unity, and used South Africa in the south and Libya in the north, which is what Gaddafi wanted to do, to jack up Africa politically out of the mud and actually build it up. But the globalists don't want that. And I mean, it's like Kony 2012. Hadn't been seen in 7 years now. It was 6 years. We're going to invade Africa because this guy's a bad guy who's hiding in the jungle somewhere. He's actually dead. Now they're invading most of the countries, north, south, west, killing people with UN drones and saying it's to get Kony. And because they know the general public just goes, Kony, blow up all of Africa, nuke the whole continent, or you're for Kony. Well, then let South Africa be enslaved or you're against black people. You know, it's the same mindlessness, David Knight.
Well, you know, racism is a tactic, quite frankly, just like communism is a tactic, fascism is a tactic. And the elite always use this to oppress the people. What they do is they say, well, we've had fascism for a while, so now we're going to have communism, and you're going to be free. It's going to be completely different. Or we've had racism for a long time, so now we're going to have communism. The fact of the matter is that Mandela fought against racism, which was a good thing. But he did it with communism, which is just a different evil. And you've got people that don't want to talk about this. I saw somebody write that now is not the time to talk about the history of this historical figure. Well, the reality is that they are talking about this historical figure. They're making him into a saint. And if you ignore both the warts as well as what he did well, then you're not going to really get an accurate picture of it. And once they make him into a saint, then nobody will be able to talk about him without being tagged as a racist. And as we see in this country, racism is a tactic for the ruling elite.
Well, they're racialist, exactly. It's a divide and conquer. The British Empire has written published books hundreds of years ago that are on record how to do this. That's what they're doing. And then they'll use old wounds to keep the wounds open and engage in new wounds. We're going to air a special report here, and when we come back from break, we're going to get into this Army colonel who openly says he, quote, will get the guns out of our cold, dead hands. We're going to do that, but very eloquently said. That's why I love David Knight, folks. He could crystallize what I tried to say in 10 minutes down to just a little blurb. And then James Baker went over there when he got out of prison, was the first person to talk to him when he got out of prison. First world leader was Secretary of State James Baker, with that whole setup with the British Empire to literally betray Africa again. And they have betrayed South Africa. I want prosperity for South Africa, and it's undoubtedly many times worse than it was. You judge a tree by its fruits. And Mandela literally was just someone who was basically broken and programmed in prison. And people have to be honest about that and not let them create a saint so that he can't be questioned. Perfectly crystallized, David Knight. Now, here is a special report. Also operational, promotion to be able to stay on the air, folks, and to keep expanding operation. It's quite an issue to deal with something that helps everybody across the board. And that, of course, is Fluoride Shield. So here is a piece that we put together on this new proprietary development that we put together with Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi, and it is simply amazing, just like the Nation Iodine and also the Super Male Vitality we've come out with. InfoWarsLife.com, here it is.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other members of the fluorine family that are added to Western water supplies are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the people that drink it. So the question is, why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. Destroy our health. Make us weak. Now, we're battling to get fluoride removed out of the water, and we've been successful in some cities in the U.S., Canada, England, and Germany. But in most areas, the poison is still being added. We can't get it out of the water supply yet, but we can get it out of our bodies. There is a way to fight back. The reason I have launched InfoWars Life is because in my own research, trying to figure out how to detox my body and how to live a healthier life and how to take care of my children, I did more and more research on substances that are known on record to help block fluoride and other toxins, but also help strip them out and cleanse them from the body. And talking to medical doctors, scientists, researchers, nutritionists, different compounds continued to come up in their research separately to be the best at detoxing and cleansing the body. And for the first time ever, this product did not exist. I'm quite frankly shocked that nobody else developed it. We can now bring you Fluoride Shield Fluoride Detox. But again, it doesn't just detox fluoride. The six substances in Fluoride Shield have been shown on record to battle and to cleanse and to strip out these known poisons that are wreaking havoc inside our bodies. We developed Fluoride Shield to be the highest quality, highest standards, because I use it every day and my family uses it every single day. And the results that I have experienced have been dramatic. Let's take a closer look at the ingredients that make up this special proprietary formula. Tamarind has been celebrated for its ability to immobilize toxic fluoride residues, while zeolites have a long history of attracting and holding toxic compounds. Enter fulvic acid, an excellent cleansing agent that was included in the formula to displace fluoride from key areas of the body. Then we added the highest quality shilajit, a rare compound that is collected from the high mountains of the Himalayas and that has been used for thousands of years by Tibetans to cleanse the body. We topped it all off with the powerhouse herb cilantro that is intended to mobilize fluoride and other dangerous compounds for removal from the body. And the final touch to energize this formula is our proprietary nascent iodine. The ingredients in Fluoride Shield were carefully selected from thousands upon thousands of herbs, minerals, and nutrients. Whatever you do, it's imperative to go to InfoWarsLife.com and read our entire informational write-up on Fluoride Shield. Because these compounds don't just strip the body of unwanted fluoride. It targets mercury and a whole other list. And the documentation is at InfoWarsLife.com. And as always, consult your physician as well, because that is important. And finally, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, and all the products at InfoWarsLife.com grew out of my quest to try to find the very best compounds from God's cornucopia to protect myself and my family. And from our research, I believe we are bringing you the best, highest quality products. And you have that commitment from Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew. Because these products are also helping fund our First Amendment operation, the radio, the TV, the magazine, the films that reach tens of millions of people a week. We're not funded by the globalists. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC with stimulus money. We are funded by our sponsors and our listeners who support us. So from the bottom of my heart to all of the InfoWars family, thank you for your support and your continued support. Because of your support, we have been able to change history together.
All right, folks, we are back live. We're going to break in 1 minute, and we're going to come back and break down this traitorous Army colonel at West Point teaching the new officer corps that the Second Amendment does not exist and that our guns will be taken. And the rest of the West Point training, it's in Forbes and Washington Times and Associated Press. They're trying to confiscate our guns. One more thought on Nelson Mandela. This is what frustrates me so much. You got four big tribes and dozens of other little tribes all killing each other constantly. If you're not part of that tribe, they literally will kill you. Now, Mandela tried to unify that, and that was a positive thing. But it's the same thing. It's not even racism. It's tribalism. Just like the whites wouldn't let you in their club if you weren't Dutch, or then you had French that were only in their club that were white. This is tribalism, and under political correctness, they're not trying to get rid of it. They're trying to stir it up, is what I'm getting at. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Folks, one last little piece of history about Nelson Mandela in South Africa. One reason I've read so many books about it is it's so entertaining. I mean, it's like reading histories of the West. It was like America, and that all these poor people from all over the world, including India, including the Middle East, not just Anglos, other Africans would try to get there and get off ships at the Horn of Africa or down there in southern Africa. I guess they call it the Cape. And the point is the Horn's up in Somalia, the Cape. I'm going through all this history just from background. But, yes, the Cape of Good Hope and Cape Town. And then you had the British basically able to grab the south, the central, and the far eastern piece, but then there were only two little pieces that were kept by the Dutch, the French, and others. And again, they all hated each other even more than the blacks, because that tribally was their tribal warfare. And then you had the blacks all hating each other even more than the whites. And it's just so frustrating. It's all the exact same type of human behavior, tribalism. And tribalism is why Africa has always had so many problems, is because they always engage in tribal warfare. Well, every other culture has done that as well. And then that's the argument for empire. It comes in and stops the tribalism. The problem is these empires then keep tribalism going to keep everyone under control with the empire. And then this is a predatory New World Order empire that wants us all disarmed, all disowned of property, all disowned of rights. So the New World Order is a new corporate colonialism that is anti-free market, anti-individual, and is colonizing the mind. Now, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. It's just that I'm just thinking about how insane South Africa has been. I mean, the wars there make anything in the U.S. look like a joke, folks. And I want to talk to folks who are Dutch Afrikaners, French Afrikaners, Black Afrikaners, Zulus. If you're part of Mandela's tribe, I'm not attacking you because I'm not worshiping Mandela. I mean, it's just so frustrating, all this tribal warfare stuff, where I point out the West brought in Muslims to attack the Serbs. The Serbs fought back. They called it ethnic cleansing. And then the West came in and bombed the country and gave Albania a third of Serbia. I'm not Albanian. I'm not Serb. I just know the New World Order is going in and destroying nation states, and that's why I'm frustrated. And let's finish up with South Africa. We'll get into this traitorous professor later in the next hour, because I think we run out of time here, David Knight. But other points on what I just said.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. And we've got tribes here in the U.S. We've got a tribe of Republicans and Democrats. It's one of the reasons why the founders opposed partisan politics, because they knew that it would be used to divide and to conquer.
They said it would cause tribalism.
Absolutely. And so what's important is about the individual, and it's about individual rights. And that's essentially what's going on with this debate that got drug up again by this West Point instructor, former West Point instructor. He's taking a collectivist, statist view of the Second Amendment. Not that it's about individual rights. Not that it's about establishing the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
No,
for him,
right of the state, which is the super elite royal tribe.
Exactly.
And their ideas are what we must adopt in collectivism. That's slavery.
Exactly. So everything is about divide and conquer. Everything is about breaking us into competing groups. Sports reinforce that. You're talking about the boycotting of the NFL. I mean, team sports are really about getting people back into this tribalistic mindset. And they can easily then transfer that into the political realm, because people are much more interested in watching a sports pageant. But once you get into this them versus us type of mentality, it's very easy to do that. That's what we saw happening there. And as I pointed out before, communism does not mitigate racism. You know, it's not a way to substitute one for the other. It's just a different kind of control technique.
Well, and then they use getting rid of racism as a way to reaffirm the differences and then selectively enforce it. But it's just like the Ford versus Chevy where it shows the little character urinating on the symbol. People get in fights over it. I like Ford. I like Chevy. I like Dodge. It's just, they have no culture. Right. It's like Cowboys versus the 49ers. It's just it's a fake culture. And notice the globalists attack anything that's a real culture, folks. Don't give up your culture. No matter what it is, be proud of it and be proud of other cultures as well. But don't give up your culture and turn against any plastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.